Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page, or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room, which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted on this show.
Well, good afternoon. It's Sherry Veronica. Today is August 22nd, 2016. And with me in studio today is Coco Tiffany Cartier. I want to welcome you into the studio, Coco.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for being here again.
You're so welcome. Welcome everyone who's been listening. I know a whole lot of people have been listening, and I want to thank you for continuing to listening to Naked Departure Radio. Today, we wanted to talk about sex tourism and legalization of prostitution in Barbados. We also wanted to talk about the sodomy laws that are still on the books, because I think it's illegal to penetrate the anus in Barbados, but yet we know that a whole lot of bullying is going on. Where do you want to start? Let's start with the girls that are coming into the island and your competitions. I'm sure you're getting competition from out of Jamaica and out of South America. I don't know if it's Brazil or what particular part of South America, but those girls are notoriously very, very good looking. And I wonder, is there competition, or is there turf somewhere else other than your turf, and you keep to your lane and they keep to their lane and everything's copacetic? Let's hear from you, Coco.
Well, in addressing that, I would have to address that in a twofold. I would have to address for female whore prostitutes that I know. Then you have these foreigners come in, and yes, these foreigners do come in. They come in saying that they're coming for vacation and what's not, but what they end up doing is applying a trade, which supposedly is illegal also. You have them, and they're going to the same territory as locals. It can be frustrating for locals, because at the end of the day, we know in the sex industry, it's just about new flavor all the time, unless a guy really is in love with you and you are his main girl that he comes and sees. Although when you say that, I always tell people, you don't own any man. Because at the end of the day, if a man come out looking for you and he didn't see you and he really wants her, he's going to go and look for somebody else. Because I just had to tell the words that I talk to. Because when them come up, then we're telling us that I come in out and I take away the man from them. No, I was not taking away my man from nobody. Because nobody don't own no man. Because every man see no meat, he going to want no meat. He ain't going to want the old meat that he's been fucking for years and years. But going back to the issue with the influx of foreign sex workers, you have a lot who come in from Jamaica. And you have a lot who come in from within the Caribbean. You have a good set from Jamaica. You have a good set from Guyana. And you have a good set coming from St. Vincent and St. Lucia. I kind of tie the two things together. It has been problematic at times. I remembered 2 years ago, I was visiting one of my sex worker compatriots at the show. And she and a Jamaican whore were at it. They got physical and stuff. Obviously, the Beijing girl, Tristan Licks, the other Beijing girls came in and helped Tristan Licks and this Jamaican girl. It was frustrating to the Barbadians at that particular time, because what my friend told me was, you had it being kind of a dead season because of how the economy was in Barbados. So it was kind of like, when are you coming in here when things are so bad and it's so hard and it's such a struggle for me, and you kind of taking away jobs that I can have? So for the Barbadian girls at that particular time, it was like that. So that closes the gap on foreign workers and women sex workers. sexual/female sex workers. What happens is there isn't an influx of foreigners, but they are some. And the thing is, when you're on the road and whatnot, and there's about 6 or 8 girls on the road, it used to be like some nights, 3 Bajans and 4 Jamaicans. 3 Bajans, 3 Jamaicans, and one St. Vincent, because the girl, she was from St. Vincent, but she's in prison here now, but the guy, he's in prison here now. And it was a competition for me, because at the end of the day, I set my own motherfucking standards. Like, I have Coco Cusco Charlie, the Queen Diva, the best believer serving life without parole. So I don't see anyone as my competition, and I always need to tell the chorus so. And it's for them to not see me as competition. But what you had happening was, you had, like, I used to go to San Mantle for $150 to $200. And these whores would be telling the man, the Jamaican whore, oh, and you could give me $40. I remember one night, like, these two guys, I saw them on the road and whatnot. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, if they come to me, it's obviously wants to be a person. And they came and they was like, hi, how you doing? And I was like, I'm good. Are you guys looking for business? Because I don't do no long chatting with nobody, because I am not a therapist. I am a, you want the pussy or you want the dick, I would give you that. But I'm not real holding no therapy conversations, how you dating and all that. That's not me. I'm a straight to the point motherfucking hoe. I all got my money. So anyways, they came and they was like, oh, like, how much for 2 of us? And I was like, let's just tell you guys this 150 per person. And they were like, oh, we going to the ATM or we going to come back. But from the time they say so, I know they're not coming back, and I know it. The thing is, if you're coming to Coco, and you come to me, and I state my price, and you're like, oh, you got to go somewhere to come back, like, don't even come back to talk to me. Because at the end of the day, if you come up to pick a fare, like, you should have to be going to the ATM. You should have your money on you, because you come to do business. You know what I'm saying? When you come, oh, you got to come back, that's when you come to trip. And I personally speaking don't got the price for no motherfucking trips for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next, I saw them like half an hour coming from a particular spot with a Jamaican girl. So I went to her and I was like, what's going on, girl? And she was like, she's dead. And I was like, no, Tess, how much you charge? And she was like, they give me 100 each. I was like, oh, they give you 100 each? And she was like, yeah. I was like, well, I had some money here and I kind of wanted a hard $100 bill to change it, because I'm a real whore. Like, not only a whore and whore, a whore and whore trick with people. So I was like, girl, I want you to change my mind. She was like, I ain't got no choice. I was like, no, but you said that they give you 100 each. And I got like some 20s, and I want my 20s changed. So she can't change it. So I don't know that she didn't get that money, but she went and told one of her other Jamaican friends that the two guys gave her $35. So they can't spend $300 on me, but they would spend $35 for both of them to support her. And for those Jamaicans, like, that's what they do. I mean, like, and they come and they want to think they can trick the Barbadian whores who have been out for a long time, because they would be like, you know, certain men, and you know what certain men pay. And sometimes they go and they be like, oh, this man gave me 150. And I was like, that guy didn't give you 150, because he doesn't even give the Bajans 150, because personally, what he don't thought from me, or like one of my other compatriots, Pepper, like me and Pepper normally have like the highest prices on the world, because we are the more feminine looking, and we both have like breasts and hormones. So we command our prices. Like, no one can kind of tell me, oh, Pepper ran for $20, or no one can tap it, Pepper, that I got for $20, because we command high prices on the road. But you have the foreigners who don't command those prices.
I have a question. Can I get in? I have a question.
Yeah, you can get in, definitely.
Okay, yeah. I can understand the Jamaicans and the ones from Guyana coming in, because their rate, compared to the U.S. dollar, it's really weak. And you can understand where certain countries will come in, because there's a money incentive. But when you think about Brazil or South America, and there's a lot of prejudice in those places. And when you think about the ones that have the long straight hair and the fair skin, I don't know if they're coming in jet black or if they're coming in mulatto looking, but I cannot imagine a mulatto looking Brazilian being on Pinfold Street or being in the garrison picking up just regular Negroes. So
what you have is, you find a lot of the Brazilians and the Colombians, families that come in, they do Nelson Street. Because that is like normal houses and whatnot. They do Nelson Street.
But what do they look like? What are these Brazilians and Colombians look like? What do they look like?
They look like a typical South American with long hair, curly hair, firm, a lot of skin.
So they'll be on Nelson Street?
Yes, they will be on Nelson Street, yeah. And not only that, what happens is they dance in a lot of the clubs here, like there's Rehab, it's called Nico and stuff like that. You have the foreigners, the Brazilians, the Colombians who dance in the clubs. So what happens is you have like the men with the money now who will go to the street clubs and pick up these girls and do business with them. Because I remember like one of my Beijing girls, like a time back, she was like, Coco, when you're talking to men that would message my escort service online, and she was like, when this Beijing man message you, and don't tell them $200 a pop, tell them $400. Because they go in the club and they get the Jamaican women $400, they get the Colombian women $400. So why do they want to give us Beijing women less money, but want to give the Colombian women?
I have a question. Most people in Barbados don't clear. Most men in Barbados don't clear $400 a week in their salary when, you know, after NIS or INS or whatever it's called is taken out. They don't clear $400. And usually you have to eat. Usually you have to pay some sort of rent and have bus fare or gas money. So I cannot imagine what clientele would it be that would be able to afford a $400 pop. And if they're fucking poor, I'll imagine they'll probably want to fuck four or five within that week. So that's a good $2,000 right there if you do the math. Who has that?
They wouldn't want to fuck four or five. We wouldn't normally do it. It's kind of like a treat for them. There's a consensus. So don't mind the misconception of like, you do have the average Barbadians who do clear like maybe $400 when the week comes. But then you do have a lot of Barbadian men who make more than that when the week comes, who work at banks, who work in.
But they have wives. But they will have wives and or girlfriends and children.
Yeah, but they do play the money. We say A, but we have to say B. Look at it. People always complaining about it. This whole times are hard. Kazuma just concluded, the whole proper season just concluded. Most of the fests were all-inclusive fests. Most of the tickets for the all-inclusive events were like $200, $300. And a lot of people were going to these events. So you can't say that Barbadians don't have money. Because if you attended two or three events a day and the tickets for these events were like $200, that's like $600, and you still got to look for three different outfits. So don't mind people telling you or saying that, oh, Barbadians ain't got the money.
No, but that's a particular demographic. That, you know, because if you look at the people who party, it's the same people who are partying all the time. It's a certain section of Barbados. Like maybe let's say it's 3,000 that you know. There's a certain demographic of people that will party. But for the most, you would think that 95% of Barbadians are home and struggling. No,
I don't think so. I think honestly, the amount of struggling Barbadians are maybe around 25%. Then you have another 25% who is above struggling line. You have that 10% who are extremely wealthy, and then the rest lay in between.
But let me ask. Let me get in there again. When you're talking about extremely wealthy, I don't know if you're one. This person's pretty powerful, so I probably will not want to call her name, and I don't want to get you involved in calling her name because I don't know. I don't even know if you know her. But I know of a person who runs a brothel there in Barbados, and she's married to one of the wealthiest men in Barbados, and he's white. And I know that although she may have legitimate businesses, it's been rumored that she sometimes will go overseas and get some good money for sex. Do you know about the high rollers? Can you speak to the high rollers, the people who make they can actually make like $2,400 at a pop.
I don't think they make $2,400. I know some high rollers. They don't make $2,400 because they make like $10,000 plus a pop. I knew a gentleman who used to take girls, and I don't mean like the street door girls from Nelson Street or from Betty Garrison, but he used to take bank girls. some men from men who come in from Europe, and these men were paying something like $20,000 to bring girls, and he would give the girls like $1,200. So he gave me that $1,200, which was like $2,400 out of the money, and he pocketed over $8,000 for himself. So there's a lot of high-end prostitution in Barbados, and it's not only just with tourists. You have a lot of individuals who might own companies. Girls will go and do anything with the individuals for money, but they do. They would get a good hefty piece of money.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, because in my mind, I would not spend $12,000 just to take some pussy. I mean, even if I could imagine myself having a penis, there's no way that I could see. Maybe I'm, maybe just my imagination. I have a vivid imagination, but to pay $12,000 just to fuck a pussy, no pussy.
$12,000, Dejan, is about, if you do divide by three, it's like €4,000.
That's a lot of money for 5 minutes or so. My question is, let me ask you the question though. Do you have to eat? Is he going to sit on top of you and shit in your mouth? Does he pee in your face? What is he getting? There's always a rate of return. There's always, I mean, hey, the ROI on just 5 minutes ain't much. So what is he doing? What is the prep work? What is he doing to that girl to justify that he's going to put 12,000 Bajan? And sometimes you don't have to look at it from the rate of the foreigner. The foreigner knows how it translates, where they are, and they know what they're doing for you, where you are. So for them to do that, what does this girl have to do? Do you have to eat shit?
Well, I don't know if they eat shit or not, because I'm not a shit eater. I'm a half eater, not a shit eater. But I've known girls have done things that they have never done before. Some girls sleep with dogs. Some girls take anal for the first time. Sometimes it might be a group of guys also that they have to run through. It might be a man or woman. But you must realize that these individuals are like multi-millionaire. And money for them, that sort of money for them is like, for a normal man paying $200 for pussy.
Okay. But what you also have to look at is that the multi-millionaire, the billionaire, they always push that envelope. And whereas you can say a normal person would just fuck and say, okay, I came and she was good and, blah, blah, blah. That let's say a billionaire, they're going to probably want to have some kind of surgical needle and cut your breast open an inch. They probably take off a snip of your ear. They are crazy when you have that much money. They probably want to see some blood.
I don't discuss the names of who I've been with, but I've been with a very, very, very internationally known model. And he was in Barbados a couple years ago, and he went to the strip club, and he met up with one of my Jamaican Americans, because she was both Jamaican and American. And he met up with her in the club, and she was like, oh, I got a friend, and she's a tranny here if you want to link with her. And we all linked at the Hilton and what's not. And he is, I will tell you off air his name, but he is like the hottest male model there ever was on this motherfucking planet. And he gave me like $2,000, and it wasn't anything too nasty I had to do. It wasn't nothing out of the blue. Like, he fucked
me.
It wasn't like anything out of the blue.
Yeah, but let me ask a question. You're for the trans set. Okay. You're for the trans set girls, have you not?
Well, there's been rumors in Barbados. People even like to turn me into talking about throwing across that trans set issue.
No, but let me ask you a question. Okay, forget trans set. Let's just talk the issue. You're saying that it's nothing unusual, it's nothing too, out of the mind that will really make you catatonic by the time you're done and through. You probably have to go to the hospital and rest for a couple of days. What about adult penis is not that big? Not, well, maybe I could be mistaken. So what about
it's not going to rip you open if you're having sex with a dog, from my perspective. But what about sucking a dog's penis, and what about having a dog bull you and, you know, maybe pushing your tongue in the dog's mouth, or putting the tongue of a dog in your mouth? That is nasty shit. So that will boggle my mind. And if people are getting paid to do that, you don't think that's all the way?
Well, I've personally known a couple of girls here, and I've cursed them before on my Instagram. I've known them to have slept with dogs. Like, it is not if and in between, because that's not a grouping, not that sleeping with dogs, but the grouping they used to run with, I used to run with individuals in that grouping. So I know that they slept with dogs. You understand? Personally speaking, I have slept with dogs too, but I've only slept with the two-legged type. I have never slept with the four-legged type. So I can't tell you on the animalistic type of dog, like on the human type of dog.
Right.
But that sort of bestiality is not him. That's not me. I don't even like talking about it, because this is just what I guys. Like,
exactly.
How can you as a woman, like, I saw you had a story at time on your page about how the dogs reaches the girl and she was family.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
Right.
I mean, that's something, a regular occurrence.
Right. Right.
If dogs could be you like family,
wow.
Oh my God.
I know.
If dogs don't say it aloud.
Exactly. Let's talk about the club. Why are you not on the club scene?
Because there are no transsexual clubs in Barbados, to say, being in a club or what's not. Like, I meet a lot of my guys through, well, I don't do the streets now. It's been a while now, nearly a couple months now that I don't do the streets. And I just don't do the streets because I don't need to. I never actually ever had to do the streets. The only reason I went from the streets for a couple of months or what's not was because, as I said before, and I stated, like, I see myself as a woman, so I don't like gay men, I like straight men. And it was easier for me to meet straight men on the street than to be at home. Although I do have my escort services for men and women, that I do set up a lot of work for individuals here on the island. But when I travel, like, I do the club scene. When I'm in Canada, I was just out with a girlfriend of mine on the phone call. When I'm in Canada, like, I do tours. So I will go to Toronto first, and then I'll leave Toronto, and I will go across to Vancouver, and then I will come across, I will stop in Manitoba first, and then I will stop in Turin, and then I will go to Montreal, then I will go to Ottawa, and then I will go back to Toronto. And when I go to those places, I do traveling tours. So I have advertisements that will be out, like in Craigslist and stuff, where these particular places I will be going.
Right.
And I meet my customers, and I meet
right.
my clients. Like, right now, I'm going to do a Caribbean tour in September. I'm going to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would not imagine the amount of just Jamaican men who have hit me already for bookings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only going there for 4 days. It has been out of this world crazy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to see all the Jamaican guys that message me for bookings, and they want to see me and they want to experience how it is with a transsexual.
Right.
I'm going to Trinidad also. I'm going to Curacao. I'm not going to Guyana. I'm going to Grenada because there's some money in Grenada. I've dealt with a lot of wealthy Grenadians before. I'm also going to St. Vincent, but I have to. And then when I leave there, I'm going to Bahamas and Bermuda. And then I'm going to the DR. But I'm not going to the DR for tour. I'm going to the DR for surgery.
Right. Okay, I see. So, Vancouver is very beautiful, isn't it?
When you say
Vancouver, I didn't even hear anything else you said, because I just love Vancouver. It's like so beautiful.
I consider Toronto and Germany, because I've been to Germany before. Like, Toronto and Germany to be two of the most cleanest places and the most freshest.
No. I've been to Germany too, and I've been all over Canada. But I can tell you that. They actually vacuum the lawn. Where's CERN? Why am I not remembering? Where is CERN? CERN is in what country? Oh, okay, it'll come to me. But that particular country is clean. Can't remember the name of the country, though, but it's clean. So
you know where else is clean? On AIN is like the border of Geneva and...
That's where it is. Switzerland.
Okay, see?
Switzerland is very clean.
Yeah, that's Paris. I've been in France before. But there's a department in France called
ANEIM.
The air there is so clean.
I didn't like France.
You have to switch out from one for the Italian Alps and the French Alps.
Exactly.
The air is so clean. And I couldn't even believe, to be honest. Like, at that time, I wasn't even a transsexual. I was making money there. I went there to work for a bit on the government.
Right.
I was making money there, doing what I...
But I do like France. I had to live somewhere because I would like to speak French fluently, so I do like France because of that. But I found that I like the other, especially the Scandinavian countries. I like those countries better for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I even like Spain, and they're very prejudiced. They're very standoffish.
I love Portugal. I have some friends in Portugal that I met when I was at uni in Canada, and when I was in Europe and stuff like that. Many times when I go to Europe, and I go to Portugal. I do visit them, and
Coco, let's stay back on the... We have to get back on the show because the time... I just looked at the time. Well, there was something that was called the Caribbean Sex Workers Association. Did that ever pan out into anything?
Well, I remember a couple of years ago they were here. That's before I really was into business. And I think they were trying to get legalization of prostitution or what's not happened. Well, not happened, but I think they were talking to governments a lot, trying to see the best way that they can put forward a proposal for the legalization of prostitution. You know that many of the Caribbean countries are very Christian, and we'll pretend Christian.
Right.
And I don't think it panned it out to anything. I still think the association still lives. I'm not 100% sure on it. You can Google it and see.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's still there. But I know there were along the lines of the legalization of sex workers.
Let's move on. Do you know Charlie Fife?
No.
Okay, because he was working, he was trying to organize and to make things legal and make sure that the whores are tested and have clean bill of health when they're out on the street. And it was protection for the whore, protection for the Johns, and, you know, but he's someone that maybe, I don't know, he's in that business. What about the sodomy laws? What do you think about these sodomy laws? I was talking to someone today, and she was very dismayed, and she says she is leaving Barbados because she is convinced that almost all the men in Barbados are bullying. Now, I mean, we know that they say that Barbados is a Christian nation and it's anything, but so what do you think about these sodomy laws and everyone is bullying?
But you mean these sodomy laws that this great queen that we all look up to implemented?
Yes.
The sodomy laws that you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That the queen that we hear so ever love and want to kiss her ass, but it is. Anyways, they made no sense in the 20th century. Everybody is doing it, from man to man to woman to woman, everybody taking it off the back hole. So it's about time to take these laws off the book. I mean, what I don't understand and what I don't get is why whatever a man and a woman do within their own pretense or within their own business, how the hell is it any part or how does it affect anyone else's? What two grown adults do, how does it affect you? So then you be careful, or you would like to rescind these laws, and then you hear the church picking up a whole marriage, or give me a break, sit the fuck down, go collect some offering or something. God gracious Lord, because everybody's doing it now. It's not like, oh my God, this is something that people never ever done. Everybody is bullying man and woman, woman and woman, man and man. Give me a break. Oh my God, they're so outdated. They're so perfunctory. Oh my God.
Yeah, because I heard that even the Barbadian women, and that's a real black eye on Barbados for some people. This guy said that he went to St. Lucia on business, and he could not escape the plague of Barbadians being all bullers. He said he heard it everywhere he went. They heard his accent, and they were just saying, yeah, Bajan, y'all are bullers. What do you say to that? We have 6 seconds.
Well, Well, I don't think all of those, but if people want to please, I love them either.
Yeah, thank you so very much. We'll meet again tomorrow if you have time, okay? Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the link. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Winds by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.